I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Peter Lawfer has led a distinguished career as an author, journalist, and broadcaster. He's also currently the James Wallace Chair in the School of Journalism and Communications at the University of Oregon. The latest of his many diverse books is Slow News, a Manifesto for the Critical News Consumer, which parallels the slow food movement and Michael Pollan's guidelines in that arena. Peter Lawfer joins me in the KLCC studios. Welcome, Peter.
It's great to be here, Eric.
Well, since your career with NBC and CBS Radio took you all over the globe, I'd say that the news media has changed significantly more than the news. Would you agree with that?
We are bombarded by these dump truck loads full of whatever it is. Information, I guess, is an acceptable term. And that makes it much harder for us as individuals to figure out what it is that's important to us. And also, we've lost this curriculum of common knowledge because we don't sit down in front of Huntley Brinkley anymore or Walter Cronkite and get this established, here is the agenda. That's, of course, good in some ways, but it also allows us to self-select.
Let's talk a little bit about how slow news and slow food parallel each other.
Well, the slow food movement, which is pretty well known, is let's enjoy our dinner and not just go through the drive-through and stuff it down our throat, and have some sense of what tastes good and where it came from and why it is sustainable, all of these different aspects of food that we here in the Willamette Valley are so good at understanding. There's this absolute parallel with our consumption of news. We do not need a repetitious, continual, minimalistic, superficial regurgitation of stuff that's just separating commercials.
One of the other principles of the slow food movement that's very important is localism. How does that translate to the news business?
It translates really well. The New York Times is providing me with this look that I appreciate of the world. What's spectacular about the Register Guard is that it's going to tell me what's happening at home. We need that. And that's why regional newspapers are continuing to thrive, even though newspapers are seriously in jeopardy.
They are seriously in jeopardy, in part because there's a new expectation in the digital world, which is that everything is free.
The onus is on us. If we're not ready to pay for something that is of value to us, then we're going to end up getting what we're paying for, which is something that isn't as good.
The myth of the objective reporter has somewhat been broken down, and there's more room for journalists' perspective. But how do we balance that need for fairness and balance with the fact that the objective reporter doesn't exist?
Even to seek objectivity is silly. Much better to look for clarity, fairness, accuracy, and to announce your prejudices. Then we can pick and choose where we want to get this information, knowing what kinds of prejudices come with it. Sometimes those prejudices can be of great value and help us understand, again, a point of view that might not be ours, because if we just sit in this echo chamber of those with whom we agree, we're in a lot of trouble.
We are all becoming news producers in a certain sense in the social media world, wouldn't you say?
No. Absolutely
good.
Not. Because, sure, we're all information generators. That is absolutely for sure. We are vomiting out this massive amount of stuff, some of which can be considered of value. But I quote in this book a guy in Belgium who says, if you want to get your news from a citizen journalist, I'd like to introduce you to my citizen dentist when you need your teeth worked on. There's a role for the professional journalist, like it or not, whoever you are who's listening in your basement right now, whacking away on your blog, that's great that you're doing that, but there is a difference.
And what else for our listeners is essential about the slow news?
Just take a break from it. Pick some medium that maybe you'll just get rid of. I chose television. Slow it down.
You and I were both living in the Bay Area in the glory days of Wes Scoop Nisker. And
yes.
That classic line of Scoop's, if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own. Is that still valid now?
Oh, it is more valid now than ever. I think it's a directive that we all have to embrace. If we are going to be social creatures that are reacting positively to our environment, we can't just passively listen to the news. We need to go out and make some of our own.
Slowly, perhaps.
Indeed.
Peter Lawfer, whose new book is Slow News, a manifesto for the critical news consumer. More about Slow News in book form via Oregon State University Press at osupress.oregonstate.edu. More about Peter Lawfer at peterlawfer.com. For an extended version of this interview, go online to klcc.org. Thank you so much, Peter, for coming in.
A pleasure, Eric.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.